When did your father get involved in the whole strawberry industry?
My father started farming strawberries in 1925, and he grew strawberries until the outbreak of the war, 1941, and we had strawberries until May 17th of 1942, when he evacuated to Poston, Arizona.
What was it like for Japanese Americans or Japanese to be working as farmers or to be working prior to the war?
There was this alien land law, so you couldn't own land, so, or rent land. So you farm under somebody else's name, or if you bought land, you had to either buy it under somebody else's name, or you put it into trust in your children's name, you know, people who are in a minority age, under 21, I guess.
Could you repeat that again in saying that for Japanese Americans or for Asians, there was this alien land law?
Yes, there was alien land law whereby the persons who were ineligible for citizenship could not rent or own land in California until 1950, which was after the war terminated.
You were talking about earlier, in Central California, they form a growers association. What do they do here in Southern California?
Well, Southern California, they had this, my father was president of the Orange County Strawberry Association. I guess they call it the Staten Strawberry Association. And then a few years before the outbreak of the war, the other Japanese, Issei's, they formed this big association they called the Southern California Farm Federation. They even had a newspaper, Sangyo Nippo. But everything was destroyed when the war started.
Why did they form this association?
Well, they formed it because it was for the good of the farmers. You know, it's a cooperative, so anything that you made was supposed to come back to you. It's really a marketing cooperative.
You're talking about like the outbreak of the war, so how did that change your family situation? What happened to your family?
Well, we evacuated into Poston and was just two suitcases each. Economically we were destroyed.
Can you describe that for me? I mean, did you lose land? How were you economically destroyed?
Well, we were farming land and we were leasing land, but we just had to leave. So we couldn't farm anymore.